Hey Alex, I decided to just send this to you again because thinking back, I was just not really with it when I sent you the kind of audio video note thing. Apologies for my sniffling. I've got really bad allergies, and the air in Glasgow is filled with pollen. But it's beautiful and sunny, which feels somewhat revitalizing. Yeah, again, thank you for inviting me to contribute to the Animating Archives blog. It's really nice to kind of pick up this conversation with you and think about how to exchange ideas as a way to open up the program, but also just discuss the sort of ideas around like liveness and, as you said, kind of like how liveness can be approached in this context of the pandemic. Obviously, as I'm kind of recording this, Glasgow is still in level three, so I'm just really hoping that things that it will be able to go ahead as a live in-person performance, and that's kind of what I'm encouraging the other artists to kind of imagine and work towards. I think, I guess, yeah, the reason that I wanted, as I said, wanted to try and do these voice notes was thinking about this unmediated address. And whether there was a relationship between kind of like speaking or addressing someone and the potential for ideas to kind of become crystalline or form, or alternatively, as you say, sort of stutter and break down and become alienated from their own construction as one becomes sort of like disconnected from this process of communicating. And kind of linking back to these, to this, to using Zoom or other online platforms as a context to share work, I think from my own experience and talking to other people who work in live performance, what's most staggering about it is just how exhausting it is, because you're very conscious of the fact that it's this kind of one-way address, and there's no, it's not necessarily just about confirmation, but there's no sense of a kind of feedback loop where one is communicating or reaching towards communicating other bodies in the space. And although, you know, these online platforms are definitely like there's space and there's scope to hold performances there, within the ACT practice program, what I'm trying to platform is a kind of opportunity to experiment with different methods that haven't been fully kind of like resolved. And within that space, that kind of like tentative space of trying to figure something out, I think that discursivity can be really, really beneficial. And I think that there's a looseness that can happen when people are in one room. Conversations can open up, but it's just easier to get a sense of what's working and what isn't. And I guess the idea, kind of also another idea of this, of the kind of presentations being work in progress, is not only does it fit in with this context of kind of like creating a discursive platform, but also maybe trying to dismantle some of the hierarchies that often occur between performer and audience, and instead try and create, excuse me, a kind of like peer-led network where a lot of artists have been sort of making work kind of within a very closed off or kind of like closed off or isolated conditions. So trying to just allow them to get back in touch with other people, and yeah, share ideas, and also share different like methods, and open up these different kind of artistic methods, so that they can be seen as opposed to kind of closed off and yeah, self-protected in some sort of way. The other thing that felt very important, again, with this idea of work in progress, is being able to share new ideas as they're developing. I mean, often, again, in sort of like exhibitions or in publishing, it's like when something comes to that point of being ready, like being sort of like the exhibition opens or the publication is ready for print, the kind of liveness or that sense of excitement that often accompanies not knowing whether something is like good or bad, or feeling that sort of like kind of nervous excitement, that is like well gone in the past. Like things are so kind of like edited and highly kind of controlled that it can often be hard to sustain the sort of initial excitement that came in the kind of in the earlier moments. So In my kind of like communication with the artists, I think this feels like this is a really important thing to try and sustain and to try and gain a sense of momentum. I'm just looking over my notes while trying to like hold this little button down. And again, just sort of like going back over. Sorry. Yeah, I guess it's just kind of linking back to that sense of bodies in the space, bodies in a space, and speech and liveness, and when that can just be a really generative exercise. Also, when one allows themselves to kind of like make mistakes or open up to things, kind of going off track and taking a new unanticipated direction. Hopefully this is slightly less, or you can pick more out of this too, that's of use. I will stand back if you have other questions or if there's points that you kind of want me to speak more on, and I will do so. Anyway, have a good day. Bye bye.